right, speaking with Marcus Damasco of Saluki Basketball. Well, Marcus, you're related to Crochet Prodigy. What's that like? You have a bunch of quilts at home?
No, we don't have too much stuff. I know he's busy always making stuff for all of his customers. Yeah, but yeah, it's pretty cool.
Mid-Valley play at this point, 3-3 record for the team. A little bit different from non-conference portion, though. You guys got adjusted to that. Now it's adjusting to the Valley play.
Yeah, I think the Valley's, I think it's tough. The teams are scouting really hard. They know all of our actions, and it's just more important to be super detailed on all of our cuts, and we just really have to pay more attention to the little things to get the wins.
That game against Valpo, you didn't score in the first 8 minutes of the game, and then you go on fire, 8-for-8 in the game, or in the first half, 21 points. You couldn't miss. I mean, what was going through your head in that moment, in that half?
Yeah, I mean, at the start of the game, I came out a little slow. I didn't play defense that well. Coach kind of took me out early, and really my shots just weren't there, like I wasn't open. And then as the game kind of went on, my spots opened up a little bit more, and I was just open, and my teammates were finding me, and everything felt good, and it was just going in.
You've had moments of greatness. The fans have already seen it, even though you're a freshman, you know, how good you can be. But did you know you had a half like that in you?
Yeah, I didn't know. I mean, I'm always working on my shot, and I trust it, and it felt extra good that day.
So many young guys on the team. Do you feel like a leader for this team, even though you're a freshman?
Yeah, I feel like we all kind of take our steps at leader, and I feel like that's a role that I need to come into and embrace for us to have a good season.
Like I mentioned, 3-3 in conference right now, 6 games into the conference season, obviously. Preseason polls, you guys were dead last, I think it was, for MVC. Does that create a chip on your shoulder? Does that give you guys reason to be like, that's not who we are, we can do better than that?
Yeah, definitely. I think every one of us, that's what Coach Mullins likes about all of us, is that we all come from somewhere like where we were overlooked or something, and we all have a chip on our shoulder. And to see that, they kind of put that extra fuel in us to go and prove them wrong that, like, we're way better than that.
Wednesday night, you and I come into town. AJ Green, how much do you know about him? He was freshman of the year last year. Is he a key focus for you guys?
Yeah, definitely. He's averaging, he has like 26.8 points in the conference. And he's got the green light, and there's a reason he does, because he's a heck of a player. So, yeah, I mean, we got to lock in on him, but they got a lot of other guys. They're a complete team, so we just got to put together a full game to beat him.
And then yesterday, the news about AC coming out, he's going to miss the rest of the season. Hopefully gets the medical redshirt, though. But with the youthful team and then knowing what AC can bring to the team, does that kind of create some hope for next season? Obviously focused now, but then looking towards the future, like, hey, we have this group that can do a bunch and develop more, and then you got Aaron hopefully coming back as well.
Yeah, we have had a strong freshman group already in the sophomores, and we got Ben Harvey coming back next year, who a lot of people don't really understand how good of a player he really is. And I trust coaches with who they're going to bring in. They're going to bring in the right guys that have what we need. And with AC coming back as well, we'll have that leadership. So we should have a complete team next year.
Thanks a lot, Marcus.
Appreciate it.